So here we're doing now in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 6, and this is in volume, this is letter number 1726, Baruch Hashem, the 22nd day of Tammuz, Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn, Sholem Uvracha. So the Rebbe is saying, I'm responding on your letter, dated on the day of redemption and special day of 13th of Tammuz, in which you are letting me know that you have written the Tanoim. The Tanoim, that's the engagement conditions. They were written in a good and an auspicious time. The Rebbe says, I want to once again redouble on my blessings that it should be in a good and a successful, and it should be a lasting, eternal edifice, that your home should be an everlasting home. The fact that you complaining about your stand and your situation, you complain that you don't feel and see that your activities that you are working, you don't see any, doesn't see benefits. He's working, he's trying, but he doesn't see any visible or any felt results of his efforts. So the Rebbe says, I'm going to attach here this that I have spoken to the students that were traveling on the shlichus of the Merkaz L'Inyanei Chinuch. They have, every summer, they would have the students travel to all different communities. At that point, they didn't have Chabad houses in every city, in every place, so they used to send out students. They still do, but at that time, this was a much bigger novelty to send students in all different places to spread Yiddishkeit, to bring Sforim, to big mezuzahs, to fill in, to talk to the people, etc. So the Rebbe says, what I wrote to them, what I spoke to them, in truth, apply to all those who are moving out of their place. Anybody who travels from their place. And also, maybe in general, for all Jewish people this applies to, because at the end of the day, every soul and soul has been moved from its place, because a soul is carved out from beneath the honorable throne of Hashem, and actually the source of the soul is even higher than that. The soul comes from a very high place, and then it traveled and it descended. So the soul actually took a big move and a big descent from a top roof to a deep abyss. That's the way the soul came, from all the ways in the top, went down into the world, in order to fulfill its mission in this world. And it's known, what is explained in the Tanya, and you can actually see this vividly, that if you do things in a depressed, in a sad way, they don't work properly. They don't come out well. If you are happy, that brings benefit in all matters of service. And basically what the Rebbe is saying to him, complaining and kvetching and being sad, being depressed, not seeing the success, isn't the way to be successful. The way for success is joy with happiness, is simcha. And this, further that you write, the Rebbe says, is setting up the day of your wedding. Should it be in the month of Kislev, or should it be after, specifically, once you are go out of the army? I guess the guy was enlisted in the army. So that would be Nisan, in the month of Nisan, several months later. So the Rebbe said, why decide now about this? This is really something for next year. And after Rosh Hashanah that comes upon us for the good, and we will be written and signed and sealed amongst all Jewish people for a good and sweet year, so then you'll make the decision on this question as well. The Rebbe blesses him with success in your influences, in your impact on your surroundings and all your matters. So here, We have the various different things, but the Rebbe mainly says, stop complaining, I mean, not in these words, and start doing with happiness. In other words, don't worry about your lack of success, because being distraught by it is just going to put you down further. Be besimcha, and then you'll be successful.